Naisip mo na ba kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng kanang kamay ng Panginoon? For example, sa Psalm chapter 16 verse 11, sabi dito, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Pag-usapan natin to today. The Bible is so rich with symbolism and hindi nakakaligtas yung mga ganitong verses, ano? And it's so good that God uses these symbolisms para ma-communicate sa atin yung beauty ng blessing niya at saka yung relationship na gusto niyang magkaroon sa bawat isa sa atin. When you read the right hand of God in scripture, maaaring nagtatanong ka sa sarili mo, bakit kanang kamay? Ano bang ibig sabihin nun? Ano bang significance nun? Ano? Alam mo ba na ang kanang kamay sa Bible ay napaka-importante dahil marami itong mga ibig sabihin. And when we understand what it means to experience or to have the right hand of God above us or for us, then it would deepen a relationship with God. Importante na kapag naka-come across mo itong mga ganitong statements or words or phrases sa Bible, magiging very particular ka sa pag-discover, no, nung ibig sabihin nitong mga ganitong words dahil may nire-reveal ang Panginoon sa'yo tungkol sa sarili niya. Unang-una, ang kanang kamay ng Panginoon, isang ibig sabihin niyan is that it is the hand of blessing. Ano? When someone would like to bless in scripture, ang ginagawa nila, they stretch out their right hand and they lay it on the head of someone that they would like to bless or they would like to affirm. So itong psalmist sa Psalm chapter 16 verse 11, yung right hand na pinipicture niya sa sarili niya, he's imagining that God is blessing him. And you know what? God wants to bless you. God wants you to experience His blessing fully. And isa sa mga pwede mong i-claim bilang isang Kristiyano is that it would take God only your willing heart for Him to extend His right hand upon you and bless you. Pangalawang ibig sabihin ng right hand ng Panginoon sa Bible is that it can be the hand of strength. Sabi sa Isaiah chapter 41 verse 13, "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you." Sabi rin sa Exodus chapter 15 verse 16, "Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy." So, napakagandang insight ang pwede natin mag-gain dyan na kapag ka tayo, kulang tayo sa lakas, ano? Pag kulang tayo doon sa tinatawag nating strength to face our trials and challenges, or maybe the strength to truly serve God with the calling that He has given us, makakaasa tayo na ang Panginoon ay pwede nating maging kalakasan because of His right hand. Another significance of the right hand of God is His sovereignty. Sa madaling salita, yung pagiging in control ng Panginoon sa lahat ng bagay. That is also what it means, ano? Sabi sa Revelation chapter 5 verse 1, "The right hand of Him who was seated on the throne, a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Sabi, no, sa Revelation chapter 5 verse 7. So mababasa mo na itong picture sa Revelation is not about strength, it's not about blessing, but it's about the sovereignty of God. And pinag-uusapan natin ngayon, no, that God is very willing to stretch out His right hand over those who truly follow and love Him. So you can have confidence that when you pray and ask God, "Lord, would you stretch out your right hand above me? Would you, Lord God, stretch out your blessing upon me? Stretch out your strength, Lord God. I need your strength. And stretch out your sovereignty." Hinuli ko itong meaning ng sovereignty dahil para sa akin, it takes reflection to fully understand the beauty of this meaning. Pag sinabi nating sovereignty, ano, ang ibig sabihin nito is that we understand that every situation is in the hands of God. And that's very, very difficult to understand if you do not pause and meditate upon it. Pag sinabi mo na ang Panginoon ay sovereign over something, that means that anything that happens with that thing that God is sovereign with is for Him. At kung ang Panginoon ay Diyos ng pagmamahal, kahit anumang mangyari doon sa something na yon, whether it's good or bad in our sight, in our perspective, if God was the one who allowed it, then we can trust that it is for the good. Alam mo kapatid, if you desire the hand of God, the right hand of God over your life, I hope that you do not just desire it because of the blessing and the strength. Dahil yun ay incomplete understanding ng right hand ng Panginoon. If you pray the prayer that says, Lord, would you extend your right hand over me? I want to encourage you to also accept in your heart that the right hand of God also means that He is fully in control. So when you pray that prayer, Lord, would you extend your right hand over me? There's not only an attitude of desire to be blessed, an attitude of desire to be sustained, but also an attitude of surrender, knowing full well that whatever happens, because you have the right hand of God, whether good, bad, in your perspective, it is for your own good. Thank you for listening to Sagruity Podcast. I hope that you were blessed, I hope that you were challenged, and I hope that you were encouraged to grow deep in your relationship with God. Go ahead and share this episode to your friend so that you can share the blessing from God's Word.